Indeed, yes. Good morning.
Did you like that? That was a pretty good link, I thought.
That was very insightful. I was thinking what I could say about Evil Woman after that, but you surpassed my contribution, so well done.
Isolate that audio, send that off. That's a clearer spot on my desk for the ACRA right there. Hey, health checks. We spoke about these last week, and this week we're going to zoom in on health checks for women.
You got it. So I wanted to throw out there, we won't go into detail about children, but they used to get health checks at age 4 for children. It's so important for them to grow well. I would say get into your regular GP yearly. Just, you know, you get your kids' eyes checked, make sure they're growing well, doing the things they should be for their age, and making sure we're not missing anything. And now we're going to talk about women. And it's important to have a full history on someone. So you want to see typically your regular GP or someone who has time to go through the full history, because we want to know things like family history. Is there bowel cancer in the family? And should you be getting a colonoscopy just to check and make sure that you don't develop it? And of course, once we hit 50, there's nothing more beautiful than that 50-year-old birthday gift of getting the bowel screening test in the mail, and sending off a little bit of poo to make sure that there's no blood in our bowel motions that could be cancer. Doesn't necessarily have to be, but always something that should be checked out. And as we get older, getting in and getting things like bone density tests done, or if we've had a fall, like a simple, not a lot of force, but a fracture, you definitely want to get your bone density checked. And there's a couple of great vaccines to prevent shingles and chest infections when we're 70. And, of course, if we want to get a blood check for cholesterol, blood sugar, thyroid, get our blood pressure checked. We talked about skin checks last week. And always checking on your weight just to see if you're like the average human being and it creeps up a little bit. But when it comes to women specifically, we're talking about mammograms and cervical screening tests. So a mammogram, I think we've all seen the parodies on TV and things like that, is a specialized type of X-ray that examines the breast. And when you go to places like Breast Screen SA, these people look at breast X-rays day after day after day after day, and you want those eyes looking at your X-rays. Now, the X-rays, people get a bit worried about the radiation sometimes, but the evidence is certainly in that in the vast majority of people, it's not going to increase the likelihood of breast cancer, or else they wouldn't be doing it because it would give them more work to do and worse outcomes. The evidence certainly shows that if there's the hint of a change in the breast tissue and we get a biopsy and it's a cancer and we get it out before it spreads, women have much better outcomes, more likely to live longer and to survive breast cancer. So is it uncomfortable? Sure, you know, the breast is being squished. It's going to be uncomfortable. But it's not going to do damage. That being said, you can also talk to your GP, and if you're worried about the procedure of the mammogram, you can look at maybe getting an ultrasound of the breast, but you pay out of pocket for that. But, you know, if it's of benefit to you, then that's an option because it's just ultrasound waves above the sound or sounds that our ears can hear. The other thing is a breast MRI. That doesn't happen very often, but sometimes if there is a high risk of breast cancer because there's several family members that have breast cancer, and, of course, the earlier they had it, before they went through menopause, the increased risk for women it is. And as it is without family history risk, where women are 1 in 8 will get breast cancer in their life. So definitely something we want to catch and definitely something we want to treat early if the woman has it.
1 in 8, that's just astounding, isn't it?
Isn't it heartbreaking?
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm so glad we have these. And, of course, if someone has a family history of breast cancer, getting in and having a talk and seeing if starting to get the mammograms earlier. So you can get them covered by Medicare starting at age 40. We start to recommend it at age 50, but but you can start in your 40s, and in fact, you can start getting some imaging done before that if there's a strong family history, and that tends to be an ultrasound in younger women, just because the breast tissue, it's what it's composed of, changes as we get older and our hormones start to go down.
You've hit it. You've hit the nail on the old head again with getting in early. It seems to like health and exercise and good sleep. It's just it's coming up all the time with these topics.
Yes, well, that's why I approached 5RM, which I'm really grateful for doing this. Is I was just talking to someone yesterday. A new tablet gets marketed with millions of dollars by pharmaceutical companies, but no one's marketing broccoli. Nobody's marketing getting a good night's sleep because they're not making money off of it. Mm. And that's why I wanted this information getting out to the people in the Riverland so that they can have the information, make educated decisions on how they're going to live their lives so that you can avoid the likes of me.
Eat your medicine. That's kind of the theme, isn't it?
It is. We wouldn't put... I say it all the time, we wouldn't put dirt in the petrol tank and expect it to run. Mm. But we put all these processed foods and crap in our body, and it's amazing what the body manages to run on. But yes, if you see myself or your regular GP and you get a health check and we are keeping you fighting fit and you don't have to see your regular GP for problems or going to the A&E, that is a win. If we catch something that's serious, that's a win too. Let's get it now while, the poo test comes back positive, turns out a little cancer there. Get it out while it's a little cancer, and we can get it out before it spreads. Same for the breasts. And I've nattered on a lot today, and I'm happy to talk about the new cervical screening test next week if you'd like.
Yeah, all right, yep.
On how that rolls and why it's more effective than the old pap smear.
So get on in regardless of what you need, whether it's a a mammogram or what I call a coit cam for my own amusement. Get on in, see your local GP, and just get it done. Get in there early. If something's not right, there's a fair chance that, something's not right. We need to nip it early in the piece. Living well, Dr. Cheryl Wilson. Have a great weekend, a ripper week. We'll chat to you next Friday morning. We'll continue on with women's health checks.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.